Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Yankee Nation podcast presented by Wagon Enterprises, NYC Sports Nation. I'm Austin Verhill, and along with Nick Giovanelli, and who else is on this usually?
Tim LaDuca.
Tim LaDuca's back, baby. Back and better than ever. We're going to talk about the MLB return that looks like it's happening, but, you know, they'll always throw a swerve at us. We have some MLB staff testing positive for COVID. And we have a bunch of things to talk about. We're switching it up where we have things to talk about finally. So without further ado, how about it?
You're listening to a New York Sports Nation production, enhancing your New York sports fan experience. Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a
shadow in the city. So, I wanna start off with a quick story. it was very hot today. Yes. I don't know if it was. I know it was hot by me. I'm sure it was hot by Nick because he's not that far from me. And Tim, yeah. I don't know what it's like up in Canada, but it was very hot, like all day today. Like it hit, I think, 90. And
it's
if it didn't
down here,
yeah, it hit 90, and it's so humid. It was awful. But I like to think I'm a smart person. But unfortunately, I think I may actually be the dumbest person alive. Because in this heat, when, you know, the blacktop gets incredibly heated, I decided to play basketball barefoot on blacktop.
Why would you do that?
There are blisters all over my feet.
Why would you do that?
Well, here's the my friend was my friend. He was like, "Hey, let's go swimming." I'm like, "Okay, sick. You don't wear your shoes to go swimming. No yes. one ever does that." So I don't put my shoes on. I walk out. I'll be like, I'll be on the blacktop for a short while. I'll do like one of those like little, you know, when you like skip on it because it's hot. I thought that was going to be it, but then he's like, and then I just see him shooting hoops, and I was like, well, what are we doing? He's like, I'm going to play basketball a little bit. And I was like, okay, I'll play as well. And then we played. I didn't go get my shoes. I should have went, right there is where I should have stopped to be like, hey, I'm going to go get my shoes. But I didn't do that. So instead, I have, I think, 4 blisters on each foot.
Oh.
And one of big ones on both of my big toes. So
did you at least you get buckets though?
No, I didn't do anything. Oh wait, oh I thought you meant for the blisters.
No,
I balled. I was hot today, literally and figuratively. So. So, yeah. I think we now know who the dumbest person on this podcast is, and maybe on the face of the earth. But let's get started with the news. So today was a whirlwind of a day.
Yeah, it was a pretty crazy 2 hours that we just had.
First, we hear that the MLBPA rejects a proposal.
Which
shocking.
Was kind of, we weren't really surprised by that one.
No. They have been, do we know the total number of proposals that have been proposed and denied? No.
I
want
to say 12 total, like 6 on each side maybe.
It's something, it's up there. It's got to be double digits.
Less than but 20, but.
It's definitely less than 20.
Probably over 10 though.
So then Bob Nightingale, who is the most confusing person on Twitter, tweets, Commissioner Rob Commissioner Rob Manfred is scheduled to implement a 60-game season that will start July 29th, although no official announcement yet.
And that was at 6:14 p.m. on New York.
Then he Heath's tweets, MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred has no plans to implement the season tonight or even tomorrow.
And that was it, 7:04.
A reply to that one was, oh good, that means we get baseball back. Bob Nightingale's always wrong.
Andy Martino then tweeted, MLB announces it is proceeding with the season. Now this confused the hell out of me. I didn't know what he was talking about. I was like...
Yeah, I was kind of like, wait, so what? Of course they would want a season, right?
Then Jeff Passan tweets, MLB has asked the MLBPA if players can report to camp by July 1st and will sign off on health and safety protocols. The union has been asked to respond by 5 p.m. on Tuesday. By the way, 5 p.m. on Tuesday, which is 5 p.m. tomorrow, I will be at the drive-thru safari in Six Flags looking at giraffes. In other words, the MLB is planning on a season. I don't... Again, this confused me. Because it didn't say we're having a season. It said the MLB said we're going to have one. But if it was that simple, why didn't we do this like 4 weeks ago?
Yeah,
the MLB clubs have unanimously voted to proceed with the 2020 season under the terms of the March 26th agreement. So, they agreed, from what I'm understanding, I'm so confused by this, I'm not going to lie, I'm kind of an idiot, I think. But on March 26th, they agreed to a deal as like a fail-safe, and then... And then they just were like, okay, we're not going to... I guess they were trying to negotiate a better one. But they're like, yeah, we're not going to be able to agree on anything, so we're just going to do what we said on March 26th.
I think the problem was prorated salaries on March 26th because they thought that there was going to be fans once it was safe to come back. And then the owners were like, yo, we don't have any fans, so we can't do prorated. So that's when they started negotiating. And since there was a clause in that original agreement that it could be renegotiated if there was no fans, mm-hmm. we went back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, and finally MLB's like, all right, well, we have the power to do this, so we're just going to go with our original agreement.
All right.
And we have five things that will happen with this new agreement. Well, agreement in quotations, of course.
You want to list it?
All right. In the MLB statement, they say the framework provided an opportunity for MLB and its players to work together to confront the difficulties and challenges presented by the pandemic. It gave our fans the chance to see an exciting new postseason format, and it offered players significant benefits, including 1, the universal DH for 2 years. Let's go.
Which is probably going to stick. I don't see that ever going away.
Yeah, because in 2 years they'll be negotiating the new CBA. So. 2, a guaranteed $25 million in playoff pools in 2020. 3, a $33 million in forgiven salary advances that would increase the take-home pay of 61% of major league players. 4, overall earnings for players of 104% of prorated salary. And 5, over the last 2 days, MLB agreed to remove expanded postseason in 2021 in order to address player concerns.
Okay, so we're only getting expanded playoffs this year. Not next year, which was one of the plans. Mm-hmm. I'm cool. I mean, 60 games, I'm not going to lie. It sucks. I don't...
Yeah.
Yeah.
60 games sucks, but... I mean, is it better than 50? Yeah. But is it much better than 50? No.
No.
Better than zero?
Yeah. 100%. 60%.
Dude, it's going to be nuts.
It's going to be...
Those fireworks?
I do. Yes.
Every night, man. It's so annoying.
They've been going off around here, too. Why? What happened?
I don't know.
But they're just selling fireworks at mad places.
Granted, it's kind of funny because I lit off fireworks the other day. I was at the grocery store and there was just in the aisle and I was like, screw it. So I got like little fountains.
Wait, what? Hold up.
What?
You did it in the grocery store?
No. They were selling. I got them from the grocery store. I was at the grocery store for a different reason.
Okay.
And then I saw them and I was like, well, yeah, let's do this.
And isn't it weird? You can walk in. You can walk into the store in this world for milk and walk out with fireworks.
You want to wait? You guys want to know the most lonely thing in the world? Light off fireworks.
I guess.
But light off fireworks by yourself. It's sadder than drinking by yourself.
Why did you do that?
No.
Okay. I'm wondering how you know that that's the loneliest thing in the world.
It's just think about that. Think about lighting off fireworks alone. You light them off and you're like, oh, gotta get out of the way. And then you look at them and you're like.
I'm on the record. I've never lit a firework off. And I'm not pulling a Jason Pierre Paul. I probably never will.
Yeah, I've never lit one either.
You've never lit off fireworks?
No. I threw some pop rocks at the ground.
Yeah, I love them pop rocks or whatever they were.
Pop rocks? You mean the candy you put in your mouth?
Nah, they're pop rocks.
I've lit those too.
What are those called?
Those are called pop rocks. Something, right? You're thinking of like the little things that you throw and they make a little pop? Me and my brothers used to have fights with those. We'd throw them at each other. It was so much fun. I loved it.
All right.
we always lit off fireworks.
Oh, wait, but what were we talking about?
What were we talking about? Yeah, we were talking about something. What were we on about?
60 games better than zero. 60
ga- yeah, yeah, okay. Here's the thing.
Oh, it's going to be nuts. That's what we were talking about.
It is going to be, like, full pedal all season. 100%. I mean, Gerrit Cole is going to go off. Guys, the photos he's been posting...
They're like teases.
It's just the most I've ever been teased by anything that's not a woman.
All right.
It's awful. I look at it and I'm like, dude, these are sick photos, but you're in an empty Yankee Stadium with Adam Ottavino and that's it.
Yo, they're like best buddies now.
Well, if you think about it, they're almost the same person. I mean, they're incredibly focused on what they do. They both study the game to a ridiculous level. They're both analytically driven. They are very much similar. They both grew up Yankee fans.
They're both pitchers.
Yeah. They are very similar. I'm not shocked that they got they became friends. They may have even been friends before this. We have no idea. I know he knew Paxton before this.
Mm-hmm.
Before he was a Yankee, because a Boris guy. So hopefully that'll keep Paxton here, because that's a big worry I have.
That he's gonna leave.
Yeah,
he might.
I mean, he's a Boris guy. So,
I don't believe Boris guy, it doesn't mean the player is an automatic, like, give me money or I'm leaving.
It depends on the guy. So, it's kind of scary. My dog just turned on iHeartRadio on my TV, so I don't...
How does your dog do that?
He stepped on my remote. It says, welcome back. I have never used this once in my life. Okay. So, I gotta turn that off somehow. Don't need Hot 97 popping up. So, my thing with the season is, if we play 60 games, I mean, we're already saying the 50-game World Series isn't... It's gonna... I don't want to say an asterisk, because that's been used with the Astros too much. But it's going to be different.
Yeah.
It's not going to feel the same as a 162-game season.
Yeah, I feel bad for... I think it'll be different based on who wins it. I think we talked about this.
Yeah, I think...
If the Yankees win, I think we're going to get some flack, like, oh, yeah, like 28 or like 27 and a half World Series or something, but I don't care. I'll take a chip. But, like, the Mariners, if they make the playoffs, like, did they really break their drought if they come in, like, 12th and still make it? Like, I think that is going to be kind of annoying for them.
Yeah, imagine they...
What?
Go ahead.
I feel like they'd count it more for, like, any other team. Like,
imagine if they break their streak.
Any team that isn't the Yankees, Dodgers, Red Sox, or whoever, Astros, I think they'll count it more.
Yeah, I agree. I think anyone that's not one of the bigger teams would count it. But the Mariners, imagine if they break their streak by becoming, like, the last playoff team in an expanded playoff.
In a 60-game season. Even if they win the division, though.
I don't know. I here, because you could see both sides of the coin, right? It's like, this wasn't even half a season. But on the other hand, everyone played the same amount of games. So...
Yeah, I talked about this on the Fugazi Sports podcast yesterday. And it's like... I mean, what else are we supposed to do? Like, they can't help that they won it this year.
Yeah, they can't help that there wasn't a 162-game season. Not a 162-game season.
Like, who's to say that 162 is the appropriate amount of games? Like, maybe I think you should be playing 200, and it doesn't count unless you win play a 200-game season, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a slippery slope. But at the same time, you could still kind of see both sides to it.
It'll definitely have a stigma of, like, this was the coronavirus World Series. But I don't necessarily see it as being any less meaningful. I think this is going to be a good one to win because people will remember it more.
People are going to remember it.
Like, hey, remember in 2020 when we only played 60 games and won the chip?
And there's no one at the World Series.
Remember when the Yankees only lost 9 games in 2020?
Now, how do we count stats? Because this is going to hurt someone's yearly average.
Most players that are in a contract year are going to hurt. Like Brett Gardner.
Well, Brett Gardner, he has an option.
Oh, yeah.
But, Mookie Betts, Marcelo Zuna.
Yeah.
These people on prove-it deals.
Big one.
No, because Mookie Betts is going to get paid even if he has a horrible year.
Yeah, but where is the real question?
Here's the thing.
Will the Dodgers decide to keep him?
I think the biggest one is Didi Gregorius. Because Didi is on, a straight-up prove-it deal. Prove you are what you were in 2017 and 2018 and not what you were in 2019. Because it's amazing how quickly people forget. But Didi Gregorius, Aaron Judge was lighting it up in 2017. Didi Gregorius was the heart and the soul of the Yankees in 2017. So he went from that to having to sign a one-year deal. The dude took over for Derek Jeter with no hesitation and is now on a prove-it deal.
It's kind of amazing how, he went from... He was, the perfect guy to take over for Jeter.
Perfect in every way.
It's inexplicable. It took him, a year or two to, settle in? Then he was just, bam, one of the best shortstops in baseball.
Just perfect in terms of locker room. Perfect. I mean, he wasn't the greatest hitter in terms of shortstops, but he was very solid at the plate.
He was just the perfect guy to fill those gigantic shoes that were left for him.
Yeah, he did it beautifully. He had the playoff moments, and then he gets injured, has a down year, and he has a prove-it deal. So, It's nuts.
Couldn't this also help? Like in a shortened season, maybe you go out there and you bet like 390.
Yeah,
and
but
that wouldn't have lasted all year.
True, but I find it way more likely he comes out in the struggles than he just comes out and is wailing it.
Well, yeah, that I'm worried about that for everyone. Like, what do you think the home run leader will have?
30.
Dude, Barry Bonds hit 30 in 2001 in his first 60 games. I think it's going to be less than 30.
Yeah, 30 was... You got to hit a home run like every other game. What am I talking about? 25, maybe. 22.
I am not a fan of the... Well, because remember, like... People would have...
Did Chris Davis have that one year?
People would have 30 home runs at, like, the All-Star break. And that's in 82.
That was it.
So, it could be very low. It could be low 20s.
Yeah, it's going to be weird looking at that. Like, think about 10 years from now. You look back at Mike Trout's baseball reference page, and he's going to have that 60 games slid in there.
If he has a down year this year, that would make me so mad.
Yo, slumps? You might be in a slump all 60 games.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible.
Dude, but Mike Trout also could hit, like, could have, like, an on-base percentage of, like, 550. And a 220 OPS plus.
You're going to get some weird... Whoever wins the MVP this year, I think, is going to be an obscure player.
I like that.
I think it'll be an obscure player.
Yo, Mike Tauchman MVP?
I'm possibly? No, it'll be harder for him to get some...
Just like, who?
Wait, you ready for this transition? It'll be harder for him to get some playing time, though, because Aaron Hicks will be playing in this season.
Yeah.
So, that's one thing we kept bringing up was, like, when will we get Hicks back? We're getting Hicks back. I have a question for you. Does he stay healthy all 60 games?
God, I hope so.
I hope so, too. And here's another thing. A small injury can cost someone their season.
Well, I mean...
Not a small injury. That's a big injury, but, like...
But you could still play 100 games with that.
Yeah, an injury that wouldn't necessarily normally take someone out for a season can take someone out for a season.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's worrisome.
Jim Bowden, an MLB analyst and insider for CBS Sports. He's also a writer for The Athletic. Wow. He tweeted out at 5:51 today, Yankees are optimistic that both Aaron Judge and Aaron Hicks should be ready and healthy for a late July opening day. And it's looking like July 24th or 25th, 26th would be when the season comes back, so... If they're both ready by then, that's great.
Yeah.
Let's go.
We're gonna be able to see Gerrit Cole pitch, which is something I never thought I'd ever be able to see.
I'm so happy.
I mean, I saw him pitch a few spring training games, but I mean, he'd only pitch 2 innings. I'm ready for a full 7-9 with him just whiffing batters. We're gonna get Stanton hitting bombs. This will be the year where we get a full season of Stanton.
We hope. If he doesn't pull his hamstring in the first 5 games.
I think DJ is gonna go off. When does DJ not go off?
He might bat like 420.
Can someone sign this man to the Yankees for longer, please?
Give him an extension, man. He deserves it.
I now that there is like a season set in place, that is your focus, Yankees. That's your deal. Your deal is to go directly after DJ LeMahieu and sign him to a multi-year deal.
You guys want to hear some crazy stats?
Yes, I do.
Barry Bonds, in a 60-game span, from August 2nd, 2003 to April 30th, 2004. He went 63 for 153. 13 doubles, 22 home runs, 44 RBIs, 53 runs, 87 walks, with 37 of them being intentional, 19 strikeouts, 414 batting average, 628 on-base percentage, 934 slugging percentage, 1.562 OPS, with a 271 WRC+, plus and a 6.0 F4.
Good.
Like, every single number is insane.
It always is. It always is. And we had, I didn't watch that, the Sosa McGuire documentary. But I saw people all over. It happens every time there's a documentary. Everyone gets like an opinion they're really strong about after a documentary. I saw all over Twitter that they should be in the Hall of Fame. But that also brings up the point of Barry Bonds. Should he be in the Hall of Fame?
Cheater, yes. No.
I forget, you're on this stance now.
Yep. I'm actually really buying into it, too.
Yeah, he's in the stance where every cheating is the same level of cheating. So, if you don't know what we were talking about there.
Not every cheating.
Or is it just that any type of cheating is completely wrong?
If you get punished for it, it's completely wrong, yeah. You can't do it. You know, like, you can't. It's not like, oh, this is okay cheating. If we're punishing sign stealing, then it's cheating. If we're punishing steroids, then it's cheating. If we're not punishing pine tar, then I'm good with that.
Which we really shouldn't be. Oh, we're not? Okay, good.
Well, it's just not blatant. Like, but neither, like, usually you're going to get John Farrell saying, yo, Pineda's got something on his neck, but now the managers know. If they say something, they can say, the other manager can say something about the other pitcher too. So,
can we just legalize it and just have it be normal? I mean, come on now. I don't understand that.
Then you'll see strikeouts go up even more. But then that also opens up the door to other substances. Maybe there's something better than pine tar. Then you start spinning curveballs at.
Well, because pine tar doesn't increase spin rate. It just increases
grip. It's just grip.
Yeah.
Well, you get a better grip on it. That's how you create spin.
Yeah, I mean,
is the friction from the ball and the laces.
Well, there's a difference between doctoring the ball with, like, who is that guy that used a file? And then got caught, and he took it out of his pocket, just threw it on the floor, and thought no one was going to see it. Like, there wasn't a camera on him, because it's a baseball game that's broadcasted.
It was...
I can't remember. Yeah, that's Phil's brother, isn't it? So, there's a difference.
Well, that was for anti-spin. I think that's for a knuckleball.
Yeah, and then there's the spitball. Why'd they get rid of the spitball?
That J was spinning OD.
They were, Pete Rose was talking about it. He was talking about, I think, Catfish Hunter. No, it may have been Gaylord Perry. I don't know. It was one of them.
But he's, I think, Gaylord about, Perry, they let him do it.
They were talking about, he was talking about one of them, and he was on MLB Network, and he goes, I would hit the ball, and I would see the spit fly off the ball.
Ugh.
That's so gross.
Can't do that in coronavirus time.
You should
yeah, that'd be
ever,
really bad.
You shouldn't do that ever at any time. But
I don't hate Barry Bonds. I think he's a great player who's very important to the game. I just don't think he should be enshrined with a plaque. He's just not in that room. He's plastered everywhere else. He just doesn't get to be a Hall of Famer.
But is he plastered everywhere else?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think he
is. A bunch of jerseys. Yeah, there's stuff all over the museum.
Well, yeah, in the museum, but I'm talking about just like in terms of public perception.
I think most would say... actually, never mind.
I think Barry Bonds is almost wiped out in terms of public perception.
Okay, that's where I disagree.
Oh, I don't think so. I think he's a goat.
I don't think he is.
Most people from our generation, I guess, would say Barry Bonds is the greatest player of all time.
I hardly think of Barry Bonds ever.
You don't have to.
No, but I mean in terms of like, I think it was a weird way to put it, but
would you? I know what you mean. Like you don't appreciate Barry Bonds as much as you should. But like I don't. I kind of agree. Like I'm not always like, oh, Barry Bonds. Like
that, what a that great player. Cool. Like that was never anything that I've ever thought.
But if he was in the Hall of Fame, would you?
Maybe. I don't know if it's that as much as it is. Every time I heard his name growing up, he was then getting ripped for using steroids.
Yeah, because he hit 73 homers in a season.
And the difference, I think, with me is it's because I didn't get to see him. I saw A-Rod. I know how good A-Rod is. I still believe A-Rod's the greatest player I've ever seen play.
Same.
I mean, Mike Trout might pass him. He probably will. But A-Rod is to me, the greatest player I've ever seen play. I mean, he'll hit the ball out. He'll hit it anywhere you need it. The guy can play defense like a god in two separate positions. A-Rod, to me, is the best I've ever seen do it. And I'm sure the generation after us will see A-Rod the same way we see Barry Bonds.
Maybe.
It may change because I think Barry Bonds may have gotten blackballed out of the sport for a while. A-Rod is commentating games right now and is trying to buy a team.
And he very well might.
He very well might. Which would be such a weird thing for A-Rod to own the Mets.
I would hate it.
And Dave Portnoy. Yeah,
wait, Portnoy's a point of it? Is he a part of it?
I've seen rumors that he might help them with their bid.
You can't associate that man with anything legit.
I don't think you can, especially since he owns a media thing.
And he's Dave Portnoy.
Well, I don't think that...
I don't think it'll happen.
Because, I mean, Pardon My Take had a ESPN show for one episode, but ESPN had to drop them because they were affiliated with Dave Portnoy.
Portnoy, while very controversial, the man knows how to make money.
True.
And he knows how to handle it.
He's a genius. Yeah, he is. He's a genius.
But did you see what happened with him and Goodell?
Yeah, that's
Goodell
dope.
Can't have fun, man.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I don't blame Goodell. That'd be awful.
But he won it fair and square.
He did win it fair and square.
And the NFL rejected his money for charity.
Well, they gave it to the charity anyway.
I know. But they rejected money that was gonna go to charity.
Yeah, they did. They did do that.
Like, although they gave it, they still told someone, no, we don't need your money for charity.
By the way, I would be so afraid to bid in a blind auction. That's horrifying. He won it in a blind auction. So he bid $250,000.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know what the person who bid the second most amount of money is. It could have been like, it definitely wasn't, but it could have been like $40,000.
I bet you it was something very much less than what he did.
Oh, yeah.
Homie wanted to ensure he got it.
Yeah, that would have been so awesome.
Because it's not like a lot of the other all-in Fanatics challenges were like, you're going to get to go here and experience this. I mean, it's just the man's house. Well, very cool. I don't know if how much money I would have in order to spend $250,000 on that.
I think Portnoy is banned from NFL events, though.
He is.
He is.
So that's why he wanted it.
It. Is that including Patriot games?
Yeah. I'm pretty
sure.
Yeah,
he had to sneak into the Super Bowl a few times.
He
and
did.
Got arrested once. Maybe more times, I'm not sure.
But how hard is it to sneak into the Super Bowl?
It's
hard.
It should be pretty hard.
It's for him. Definitely not.
Didn't he just wear like a fake mustache and like a hat, right?
Well, because yeah. What do they do? You go to you go through the security lines, which is like anything. You go through the lines. And there's not, like, a picture on the wall. Not everyone, especially, like, the older generation, know who Dave Portnoy is. So, they see Dave Portnoy walk through the gates. They're like, okay, whatever. He doesn't have a gun. Let's just let him in. He has a ticket. And then he just walks to his seat. The only issue you have is when you bring up any slight, like, attention towards yourself. That's it. That's the only time you'd ever have an issue. Which, granted, Portnoy does that a lot.
Yeah, it's kind of the point of what he's doing.
I got
two things.
Go ahead.
From Mark Topkin, who covers the Rays, he said, hearing plan stays in place for teams to face teams in usual division plus corresponding geographic division in other league to limit travel.
So it would be NL East versus AL East would combine, pretty much, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, like he says here, because he's a Rays reporter, so Rays would face AL East, Blue Jays, Orioles, Red Sox, Yankees, plus the NL East, Braves, Marlins, Mets, Phillies, Nationals.
So, when will we find out how the playoffs work? Because I'm still thoroughly confused by that.
I think we'll end up like getting updates.
I'm gonna be confused about that even during the playoffs, like the MLB, NFL, or the basketball and the hockey. I don't get still. Like, I'll be watching, and I'll be like, wait, so what needs to happen here?
Basketball is still, they're playing out the last 8 games, and then they're just to see seeding. Uh-huh. They have, like, 8 more regular season games, and then they'll just be seeded, and then they'll play on as such. NHL is weird, though, because they reseed every round, don't they?
Yeah, they will. Wait, they're gonna. Let me find it. There's 24 teams. I know that there's a play-in round
and a round robin tournament at the top.
Yeah, that's for seeding again. But then after those two happen, it's normal playoffs.
Oh.
Okay, we'll begin with best of 5 series round robin games. Come on.
I have. Okay, wait. What if What if it's not where you combine the AL East and NL East? It's just those are the teams you play.
Yeah, but I think it's just the teams that you play. I'm pretty sure that's all it is.
But the divisions stay separate, so that's how the playoffs would work.
Yeah. The divisions are going to be different. You're just playing these two teams.
And there will be more wild card teams, I'm assuming, how the... Though that's how they're going to work with the expanded playoffs, because there's going to be more playoff teams. Yankees, I mean, what were I'm putting you on the spot here, so I don't expect you to answer me right away, but what were we 60 games through last year? Either of you can find that out. Because while... Right. You know who benefits from this the most, I think? The New York Mets. They always have a hot start and then cool down like that.
Well, we have a slow start and then heat up.
Yeah, but we heat up quicker than they fall off.
Yeah.
As long as we're not playing the AL Central, we're fine.
Yeah, why are they always our issue? It's always the Tigers for some reason.
And the A's.
The A's give us problems.
38-22.
Yep.
After losing to the Blue Jays 11-7.
That's not great.
I think we won the next game. Yeah, we won 6-2.
So if we're 38, 22. So we do 38 plus 22 equals 60, obviously. So 38
standings.
Divide that 69. By 60. We were a 633 team.
We were only a game and a half above the Rays.
That's when we were close to
the Rays.
Yeah.
And then we
Philly was a game and a half up over Atlanta.
And they didn't even make the playoffs.
Cubs were in first, a game over the Brewers, 3.5 above St. Louis.
They kind of made the playoffs. Oh, wait, no. Or did they miss the playoffs?
Cubs missed.
I was thinking when they lost the wild card last year.
Not a fun experience.
Losing the wild card sucks.
Yeah, we would know. 2015, that's, baby.
2015 doesn't even feel like a real year. But
in 2018 we lost a tiebreaker, then we lost the next day. We lost the wild card the next day.
Yeah,
that was the craziest 2 days.
I felt so bad for Cubs fans. I'm like, dude, I thought
it was kind of funny.
It is kind of funny.
I'm sorry.
It's always kind of funny when it's a different team. Like, I don't hate the Mets. I don't hate the Mets, so I don't have, like, animosity for them, and I'm, like, glad that they lose or whatever. But it's just hilarious how nothing ever goes right for them. It's so funny to me. Same with the Browns. I mean, the Browns, they think they hit on Baker Mayfield. They get Odell Beckham Jr. And then they're nothing.
Yeah, then they just still suck.
It's so funny to me how just bad teams or like bad organizations just continue to always somehow mess it up. Like the New York Knicks is another Sabres. One.
The Sabres.
Oh, God, the Sabres. Oh, my God. What they did in the last week, man.
The Oilers. So bad. I mean, Oilers after Gretzky. I mean, what have you done for me?
They won the cup in 2005-06.
Okay. But, like, recently...
They're going to make the playoffs this year.
Are they?
Yeah. They're in. They don't even have to play in the play-in.
Oh, yeah, I forgot because of the...
I think they're in the round robin.
They'll make it.
Breivik, Valera.
They'll be... But, I mean, how often were you like, this team's going to be good?
They got a bunch of first overall picks and missed on, like, half of them.
Yeah, it's just consistently.
But I just with the Sabres, they like cleaned house. They fired so many people like last week. But
I know they did.
Some,
they
had to rehire someone.
They accidentally fired their head of IT and had to rehire him.
Oh my god. Wait, how are they firing people then? They just like clicked the delete button on a folder?
I guess. I mean, they fired like a bunch of people.
How do you accidentally fire someone?
They also fired all the Rochester Americans, their AHL team, and like the next day, they won like an award for one of the best organizations in AHL, or one of the best coaching staffs.
It was so weird. It came out of nowhere, and then the Sabres are like, this is not a rebuild. And I'm but like, what is it then? You missed the playoffs, and you're firing everybody.
Well, I guess it's not a rebuild in terms of their roster.
But they just suck every year. Just break it down again.
When was the last time they were good?
Like
2010. 2011.
Yeah, it's been a little while. I feel bad for Buffalo, too. Nah. They never get, like, looked at in terms of New York. I mean, it is practically Canada, but still. You still kind of feel bad for them.
We're chilling in the NFL.
You're still underrated, though.
Yeah.
Like, even now, you're underrated.
You know who loves the Bills is NFL Network.
Do they?
It's weird. Like, my entire life, we're never in any commercials. We never talked about. ESPN doesn't touch us. But there's a couple NFL Network guys who talk about us.
I mean, yeah, I don't understand how you could be bad for that consistently long. Like, I don't understand the Mariners. I don't get it. How do you spend all that money on Robinson Cano and have, like, a solid setup team, and then you have the longest playoff drought ever? Or active, not ever. I don't understand the Mariners.
That. I said if an 8 seed won the NBA Finals at any time, I would buy a parrot as a pet. What should I do if the Mariners make the playoffs this year?
Have you ever dyed your hair?
Wait, can we make bets where the bet is to dye your hair?
I can't dye my hair for professional reasons.
Okay, that makes sense.
I don't want a parrot, though. That's going to suck if it ain't seen in the finals.
Okay, make it a parakeet. Don't make it
a parakeet. I won't be able to afford a parrot.
Not only will you not be able to afford it, you won't be able to care for it, and that would just be mean to the animal. I have to let my dog out because he's being very annoying.
I can take care of a parrot.
You cannot take care of a parrot.
It'd just be annoying.
No. It would suck.
You guys don't understand the difficulties of taking care of a parrot. You don't get it. Yeah, I worked at a pet store. I used to have to take care of these birds, and I was only there for 9:30 to 6, and those were my long days, and it wasn't fun. It wasn't fun, and they bite, and my god, are they powerful. Oh, and we used to have these people. We on the cages, it says, please, don't stick your fingers in the cage. We had it on the cages, we had it behind the cages. And every once in a while, there was a little idiot, little person, child, that would stick their hand in there, and then they get bit, and then the parents would yell at me. And I'd be like, what do you want me to do? I didn't put her hand in the cage. I'll give you a Band-Aid. I'll let you wash it in the sink. And they'll be like, is it going to get rabies? I'm like, the thing doesn't even have teeth. I don't know what you want from me. She's not going to get rabies from a parrot bite. A domesticated parrot is not going to give your child rabies.
I'm trying to think of something for you to do.
Don't get a parrot. It'd be so mean for the parrot. And you can't afford a parrot. I don't understand. We had this one guy who was so rich, he would drop off his parrots for weeks on end. And the boarding costs when he'd come to pick them up would be like $3,000. And that was just for us watching his birds. And he'd do it consistently throughout the year. He'd take, like, almost 10 trips a year. That's so crazy.
Well, good thing I won't... I'll blow so much money on the parrot, I won't be able to afford vacation, so...
You also won't be able to afford to feed it. Take care of it, get its wings clipped.
I'm not doing that. That thing's going to fly around my house.
No, it's not. It would fly out of your house, and then what would happen is it would either, one, destroy the ecosystem around you, or two, die very quickly.
That happened here.
Yeah.
Here in our story, we have, like, a bunch of parrots. Like,
yes.
Just flying around because a pet store lost them. So we just have, like, families of parrots flying around.
Austin, I can't believe you haven't seen Tiger King.
I refuse to watch Tiger King, bro. I refuse to watch.
Oh yeah, you do that weird thing, whatever.
I do it with a bunch of shows, but that's one that I'm sticking to forever.
Are you guys also a little bit disappointed in how excited you are for the baseball season? Like 2 months ago, I thought that I was going to be so hype when it comes back, but something feels off.
Oh, I'm not that pumped at all.
I'm just happy. I'm going to see Garrett Cole pitch, man. I'm so happy.
I think it'll be different when the first game is approaching.
Yeah.
I think I will be very excited. But right now, I'm not overly excited. They killed every excitement I've ever had.
That's what I mean. Like, it feels like
yeah. You
got in a fight with your girlfriend, and you thought you were going to break up. And, like, she left... And you're like, shit, this is bad. We're breaking up. And then she comes back, and you guys like make it work. But you're like, this isn't the same. That's what it feels like to me.
That's a wonderful analogy. Good job,
like,
Tim.
Baseball's glad you're back. Baseball's back, and we're gonna do this thing. But it was ugly getting here.
I'm happy it's here,
but I hate how we got here.
Yeah.
I was driving home, and you'd think baseball coming back, you'd be like, this is a good episode. And I'm like, this might get heated. I mean, the stuff they dragged us through.
This is the shortest season since 1878.
That wasn't recent.
No expanded playoffs this year. No, that's wrong.
No what playoffs?
Expanded playoffs.
No, there's going to be expanded playoffs.
The score said that there's no expanded playoffs, but that's wrong. It said in the statement they only removed it from 2021.
Yeah, that's MLB's statement.
All right, well, that's just wrong. Okay.
Boston Red Stockings won the National League 41-19.
Based on the conversations, this is Jeff Passan 15 minutes ago. Based on conversations with a number of players, there is a strong expectation the MLB will vote yes on the MLB's proposed July 1st report date and codify the health and safety protocols and lock in a 60-game season that begins around July 24th. He then tweeted, as I've learned over the last 3 months, never, ever, ever think the MLB and MLBPA are close to anything until the ink is dry on an agreement. Health and safety issues could cause a snag, and the whole thing could cascade. The optimism and motivation are both there, though.
My boy Tommy Bond in 1878. The Red Stockings went 41-19. I mean, Tommy Bond went 40-19. So there's one game he didn't win. But he pitched in every other game.
Bob Nightingale just tweeted, there will definitely be a 60-game season, and then the top reply is, and no baseball just like that.
Yep. It's mad funny.
Every reply to every Bob Nightingale tweet is always that, and it's so funny. I don't even hate him or like dislike him, but it's so funny.
Wow, I thought we were gonna forget about the Astros a little bit, but everything under the trending baseball is back thread is about the Astros.
Yeah, I saw that before.
It's very. Oh, Tim, I wanted to get your opinion on this. Addison Russell signed with the KBO. Heroes.
Yeah. And
what are your thoughts on that?
Well, he's a Foog. We all know that.
More like the Kaboom villains now, am I right?
Yeah. I think it's weird because they won't let Jung Ho Gung play because he got a DWI.
But they let Addison Russell, who
Addison Russell play, who's not even good.
I mean, is Jung Ho Kang any good right now?
I think so.
I don't think he's good anymore.
Well, still, you know, Addison Russell's going to rake in that league. Because he's not even a AAA player. Like he was a good player before he did that messed up stuff and got caught for it.
Yeah.
And you could see like he just was seen out of it on the field. I bet you his teammates didn't accept him as much. So we'll see what happens. He's gonna have to adjust out over in Korea. It's not gonna be easy. But that's literally a major league player. In the KBO. It's not like a AAA player. That's a major league player.
Yeah.
Who was good?
Yeah, at one point. And who did you trade for him? Didn't you trade you traded a solid player for him.
Yeah, to the A's, I think. Yep.
Was it what's that guy's name? Why am I forgetting his name? Samardzija?
Once you say it, yep, he was part of that trade.
It was Samardzija, okay. I mean, they were right to trade Samardzija. And, I mean, they couldn't have seen this coming. But I forgot Samardzija was with the White Sox for a year.
Oh, yeah.
I think Samardzija might have forgot
what about
that.
What about playing wide receiver for the Notre Dame Fighting Irish?
Oh, interesting fact. You guys remember Kyle Farnsworth?
Yeah.
Turns out, after baseball, he went and played professional football for a little while.
Hmm.
Homie's athletic. And he played, like, after the MLB, he played a few years, I can't remember what country, but in another country. Mexico. Canada? Mexico.
Oh.
So he went and then he played
Mexican League. I love them.
And then he went after being cut by the Astros in 2014, he tried out for the Orlando Phantoms, an amateur football team in the Florida Football Alliance. He hadn't played football since he was a freshman in high school. And then he finished the year with 11 sacks.
Jeez.
Then he played again in 2016, which is semi-recent. He also received an offer to play professionally in Australia before the league canceled its inaugural season. And then in 2017, he was again a part of the Orlando Phantoms defense.
Man, 2016 is 4 years ago.
And he did in 2017 also. That's 3 years ago, when he was 41.
Good for him.
Oh, I got some highlights.
Ooh.
Oh my god, this looks like high school football. What is this league?
It's a one state league. I'm trying to find them, but I can't find them.
What, the highlights?
Yeah.
This is my history major coming out.
You know what history class I have to take next semester?
Which one?
The early Middle Ages.
The ancient Middle East.
Ooh, I was very close. That
sounds interesting.
If there's one thing I don't find interesting, it's anything ancient. I am not a fan. So, thank you guys for listening. Oh, Tim, by the way, we were going to do a movie review, but you weren't going to be able to watch it, obviously, because you didn't do last episode. So we're going
to
watch
Kazam. Well, I listened to the podcast. Yeah.
We're going to watch Kazam, starring Shaquille O'Neal.
You told me to watch it, and I also did listen, and I knew.
Okay, well, whatever. I don't need the attitude.
I didn't watch it, though. I didn't, though. Kazam, I'm ready.
All right. Same. So thank you guys for listening. We have to see you next episode, and go Yankees.
Go Kyle. Go our. Go our. Oh, jeez. Cut that. Never mind. Go Orlando Phantoms.
Baseball's back, baby. We're gonna see Gerrit Cole play for the New York Yankees. Let's go. Let's go. Milk did that body good. It did Gerrit Cole.
Elevator going up. In the gleaming corridor of the 51st floor, the money can be made if you really want some more. Executive decision, a clinical precision, jumping from the windows filled with indecision. I can't get